Hi everybody, it's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat. It is Monday the 19th of September and our teaching is titled today, Forget Not His Power. I know that you would agree with me that hindsight is a wonderful thing. It's so easy for us to look back at a situation and question why people reacted the way that they did. It's also easy to judge them, and very often we're able to comment that we wouldn't have done what they did. Even though it's a bit of an unfair statement because we've often got all the facts in the whole story. But every time I read the account of the Israelites in the desert, I find myself questioning how on earth they could have doubted God, grumbled, or complained. Think about it. They had seen the most amazing miracles. I'm talking big stuff, tangible stuff. And yet, they complained, doubted God, and grumbled. And so, going back to the top of Psalm 78, Asaph lists all the wonderful works and marvelous things that God did for them while they were in the wilderness. Let's look at a few of them. God parted the sea for them, and that same sea swallowed the entire Egyptian army that was pursuing them. He poured water from a rock. God fed them manna. Asaph in this verse calls it angel's food or bread of heaven. And when they complained, he gave them quail. Both of them miraculously appeared every day. There was enough to feed them all, and they were an absolute multitude. God sent the plagues, and none of them affected the Israelites. The worst and final one killed every firstborn Egyptian son, and because they'd put the blood of a lamb on their doorposts, none of the Israelites were affected. Have you ever considered what that would look like logistically? It really was an incredible miracle. The Israelites' shoes and clothing never wore out. He guided them in the wilderness by day with a cloud and at night with fire, and he drove out the nations before them. And yet, they doubted, grumbled, and complained. Going back to the top of the verse and working my way down again, I just want to highlight what Asaph says that the Israelites did by their reaction. They sinned against him. They rebelled against the Most High. They tested God in their hearts. They spoke against him, challenging him by asking him things like, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Can he give bread also? And can he provide meat for his people? They tested and provoked the Most High God. At this point, I have to ask, how on earth could they have done that? Every time they complained, God provided what they asked for. Look at what he says in verse 38. It reads, but being full of compassion, he forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. He turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh. Goodness, at this point, I'm even wanting to say that I would never have reacted like this if I'd seen all those amazing things. But let me show you the most heart-wrenching part of all. In verse 21, this is now looking at God's response to them. Verse 21, it says, the Lord was furious because they did not believe in God or trust in his salvation. In verse 32, it says, in spite of this, they still sinned. They did not believe in his wondrous works. And then verse 40, it says, they provoked him in the wilderness. They grieved him in the desert. Again and again, they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They didn't believe, and that grieved God. And hear this, they limited the Holy One of Israel. I wonder what more God could have done for them. I absolutely believe that they would not have been in the desert as long as they were, and I think you'd agree with me. But imagine what else he could have done in light of the other amazing things he'd already done. And yet, yeah, he says they limited him. What were they limiting him from doing? Immediately it got me thinking. And I thought to myself, I don't ever want to forget what God has done. And so I embarked on a bit of an experiment. The first one being, I took a piece of paper and I wanted to write down every single miracle I could remember that God had performed in the Bible. And I didn't do wonderfully, but I also didn't do too badly. And I guess it does help to be at Bible college because a lot of it's still fresh in my mind. But then it spurred me on to try something else. And I wanted to think back on my own life to all the amazing things that God had done for me. And I know that each and every one of us has got something, if not more than one, amazing thing that God has done for us. And you know that I could only come up with five. And I knew there was a lot more. Luckily, a couple of years ago, I had attended a conference where the speaker was telling us how important it was for us to write down the incredible things that God had done for us. Our answered prayers, testimonies, and the words that we've received from God. And I had done that. And then I must tell you, my heart broke into 1,000 pieces when I took that book and I saw how many things I'd already forgotten. Asaph repeats again and again that the main problem was that the Israelites did not remember his good and marvelous works or his power, that they did not believe. But even more heartbreaking is that they limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power. Do you remember our teaching on faith and how I likened it to a muscle that needs to be exercised in order to grow? How on earth are we going to believe God for the miracles and marvelous things in our lives if we can't even remember the things that he's already done for us? In Hebrews 11 verse 1, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we remember the past things, we are able to build on them and believe for things not seen. It strengthens our faith, and in doing so, it takes the limits off God. It allows him to move powerfully in our lives. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. And I'm pretty sure you agree with me. I don't want to ever limit God again. And so I want to really recommend that you start a book of your own. And I just pray that God will bring to remembrance every good thing that he's done, so that you can jot it down in your book and make it a habit to do that every single day or whenever something really awesome happens. And I guarantee you that your faith will grow and get to a point where we are not limiting God. I hope you have a blessed week, and we'll speak again next week. Goodbye.